There's a very exciting exhibition called Yves Saint Laurent Style Is Eternal, which is about to launch at the Bauhaus Museum over the course of next week. And I'm very lucky to be able to speak to the lovely Joanna, who's the fashion curator and keeper of fashion and textiles for the museum. So hello, Joanna. I'm so happy that you finally, I'm finally able to work out the phone.
Good. Yes.
Thank you very much for talking to me, because I know you're extremely busy, because it's coming close to the exhibition launch. So
yes, it's very close and it's very exciting. I can't believe it now that today we will be starting to dress the first mannequins. Mm. There's a team over from Paris, and all the pieces are now here. So I've been working on this for about 2 years.
Wow, 2 years.
And working mainly from photographs of the pieces. And there's a curator to actually have the objects now here. It's just fantastic. They are so amazing.
Well, I was actually going to ask you as my first question, how does it feel to have been chosen to host such a prestigious exhibition?
Honoured. I mean, really, really honoured. It's such a fantastic thing for the north of England, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
To feel that we can do something like this. Yeah, and it's the first exhibition ever in the UK of Yves Saint Laurent. And it's a retrospective, so that means it's going to cover the whole of his 40 years career. And he was just the most amazing, and possibly, we could argue, you know, the most famous fashion designer.
Yeah, very revolutionary, if I may say so as well.
Yes, absolutely. And you are French, so you will appreciate him even more. I think all French women love Yves Saint Laurent, is that right?
Yes, definitely. It was some very unique fashion person, I would say. That makes sense in English. Sometimes I can't find my word very well. So yes, the countdown to the big day has started now, and the exhibition is set to launch on the 11th.
That's right.
So have all the lovely outfits arrived yet then? Have you managed to take a peek at them?
Yes. Well, I went over to Paris for a few visits and saw they have a huge collection, a huge archive of dresses, accessories, all the drawings. And so I had, you know, the fantastic opportunity to help select them. And then, of course, since then, I haven't seen them again until they arrived just this week.
I bet you're so excited. Yeah.
I am. And it covers all those really famous pieces. The Mondrian dress, because of his interest in art and in the influence that Picasso and Matisse made on him. I mean, the really famous. We're calling one section Masculine Feminine, all about in the 1960s when he designed women trouser suits for women. So it's just to see the actual first trouser suit. And of course, the more famous nowadays is the smoking, the first tuxedo evening suit for women.
Yes, definitely. So how many outfits does the collection consist of?
Right. There's about 55 main outfits, but then there's another 60 items, which include the accessories, hats, toiles, which are the, we talk about his creative process, and toiles are the, are just simple white muslin pieces that he worked with that were three-dimensional forms of his sketches, so that people get an idea of how his creative process worked. And then we have some of the sketches, his original sketches. For the first time, some of these are being exhibited. And then amazing things called collection boards, which have all the swatches of the fabrics for each collection. And I think for fashion students and anybody interested in graphic arts, they're amazing. For fashion students, and then we've got for photography students, we've got original fashion photography by famous photographers like Guy Bourdin. So we've got framed photographs. I mean, yeah, there's so much. There's such a range. So it's not just clothes, but I mean, obviously the clothes are the most important part.
Well, this is it. So talking about clothes, have you got a clear favourite out of them? Which of those outfits would you dream to own?
Oh, goodness, that's difficult. I think it might have to be, because I think I'd love to try it on just to see the effect, although I'm not tall and elegant, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. Anyone who wears an Yves Saint Laurent is tall and elegant.
I mean, I love the trouser suit, certainly, but, and I wear trousers a lot, so, you know, I'm torn. But I think probably, I don't know if people will have seen on the poster the signature image of a little black dress with long sleeves, with
that
the
looks
black lace. I think that must be the ultimate little black dress, don't you? I think any woman of any age could wear that and look fabulous. So I'd certainly like to try that one on.
Very sexy, but not on the bad sexy side, the good
exactly.
sexy side.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it is absolutely amazing.
So it's all about the fashion genius that was Yves Saint Laurent, his creativity, avant-garde approach to fashion. But I believe it's also a collection which is very much linked to the Beaux Museum's own fashion collections, because you had the lace one, didn't you?
That's right, and that's why we chose these themes, because when my sort of colleague from the Yves Saint Laurent Foundation came from Paris, we spent 2 days selecting, and she was so taken by our historic collection and our new fashion gallery. And so, you know, we started to make connections. And of course, so this lovely dress we've just been talking about with the lace back is actually going into one of our big historic cases with black chantilly lace worn by the Empress Eugenie of France. And, you know, it was very fashionable in the 19th century. So we're being able to connect different themes, which is just wonderful.
Definitely.
I mean, it's such a compliment that they wanted to, in some way, link with our own historic collections.
That's it, because I said it was the perfect place to have the exhibition, also because of the site itself.
Yes. I mean, what better than a French chateau?
That's it.
You know, and Second Empire, I mean, their avenue where they work and where the Fondation is now is in Avenue Marceau in Paris, which is a Second Empire building. And Yves Saint Laurent, you know, collected art. He was an art collector. And here we have this wonderful collection of art in a French chateau. So, yeah, they felt it was absolutely perfect.
Very excited. And I have to admit, I know we said that before, but I'm very excited that it's in the northeast for once.
Yes, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. And what's so lovely is that our sponsors are Fenwick. And, of course, Fenwick started in Newcastle, and they were actually in the 1890s. J.J. Fenwick went over to Paris and saw the big department store, Le Bon Marché, and that's what gave him his idea to do this department store sort of idea. Mm-hmm. That's where it came from. And so it's just absolutely fitting that Fenwick are supporting us, and they're going to do a shop window in Newcastle, in York, and in Bond Street to promote the exhibition for us, and they'll sell the book. You can buy tickets in Fenwick for the show. So there, it's been wonderful. And we have another sponsor, Croppers, who are paper, very high quality paper manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And they approached us because they're in the north as well. They're actually in Kendal. And so they've provided some of the paper for the catalogue, for the book, and for the hand list, and for the exhibition. So it's lovely. I feel it's a really, you know, strong message to the South that, you know, we can do things just as well.
Definitely. And maybe better, so shall I say, sometimes?
Yeah, let's say that. Yeah, why not?
So, yes, you had a lot of, obviously, publicity all the way through those months, because, as you say, it's a unique exhibition. Yeah. It's the first time all those pieces come to Britain.
Yeah.
So I've heard that you already have a lot of people that have booked the ticket to go to the exhibition.
Yes, it's already booking. Yeah, people can book online, which is amazing. Yes, and so everybody you meet, you know, wherever I am, they say we're coming. So we're coming. So it will be brilliant. So it might be best to book, but I gave a talk at the Institut Français in London last week, you know, we had a full audience, and they all say we're all coming.
it's already booked.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
So that for all the listeners that are listening now and that haven't had the chance to book yet, can you tell them exactly when the exhibition starts again? When's the exact lunch? Do you do a lunch evening, and also where to get the ticket?
Yes, there will be. There are obviously the private launches, unfortunately, or if you're a friend of the museum, there is a party on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then we open on Saturday, the 11th of July. And there will be, I mean, you can just turn up, or you can ring, but I mean, I think it is best to check.
Yes.
I don't know how the ticket sales are going personally. I've been too busy to find
out. That's it, and you're not finished being busy, because obviously it's probably the most busy week you're going to get.
Yes,
moment.
It is. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm looking forward to a bit of a rest. But yes, you shouldn't miss it, because I think it is one of the amazing things to happen for the Northeast, and certainly for me as a fashion curator, the biggest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer, because I know you're really busy, and in fact you're at work today, so that just tells you how busy you are. Thank you so much for speaking to me, and I wish all the best for this great exhibition, and I have to admit I'm looking forward to seeing myself.
Good, yes, you must come. Yes, okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.